Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Y'all stand for OT? Yeah. Nah, get that bread, bro. Y'all gotta stay for OT.
Listen up, workers. Overtime is mandatory this weekend. No excuses.
I'm a member of Omega Sci-Fi fraternity.
Rattle the tittle tattle, prattled on about the little metal bottle. She spat a little spittle on the modern big in a bitter battle. Hey, stop questioning my method. Okay, I was chosen for this task for a very good reason.
Swing the John McEnroe, rap rock and roll, tidy bowl, gun hold pro, Starsky with the gum soul, hit the rum slow, pro kids, lyric ones old, Patone Stizzy really high, the vivid laser I got, jump in a Harley ride, cross, I freak a lemon pie, I'm bout it, Lord forgive me, Miss Sally shouted, Tracy got shot in the face, my house was overcrowded, you fake cats done heard it first, on how I shitted on your turf, fat time, Cuban Link verse show, check out the rap, kingpin, summertime, fine jury, dripping face in the box, I see as soon as I drove off, Cap came to me with three sortos. Give one a Ray, let's season they brawl. Lightning raw, fever heaters. Knock, need a Sheba for Heaver. Diva got rock from the receiver. Bleeder portfolio, looking fancy in the pantry. My man got bigger dimes, son. Your shit is scampy. Base stack, throw it to your mouth, don't waste that. See, go slamping in the throne with King Tut hat straight off. Yeah. Yeah.
What up, people? How y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of Mandatory Overtime. I'm your main man, DJ High Star, joining you for another episode. I appreciate y'all joining me and all of that. All right, the aim here at Mandatory Overtime is for us to discuss, recalibrate, redefine our definition of manhood in our community, and that's with each discussion with the community that consists of you all. So I appreciate y'all being here. You know, it's simply an audio journal of an 80s baby, social experiment in consistency. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here listening to me, and for that, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. All right, don't confuse this with the manosphere. It's just a place where the man is fair. So pull up a chair, like, comment, subscribe, hype, share, but most importantly, make some noise, y'all, because your main man is here, all right? We reporting live from the 704 Charlotte, America, 980. Bang. What's happening? Bang. Shake some of this off, man. Like, give me some of this energy, man. All right? Of course, as well, I have my Russian sound engineer over there in the cut. And a check, one, two. It went. A check, one, two. Bang. Y'all ready? Let's go to work. Time to go to work. Salute to the intro. Was feeling pretty nostalgic this past couple weeks. So the original was playing some originals and then the hip hop samples of the original songs that I was using. So y'all know what time it is. Gotta represent. Okay. But was using the first sample that y'all heard was Eddie Holman, his song It's Over, and that was a sample for Nutmeg, Ghostface Killah, produced by the RZA. And then the second one wasn't more or less a sample, but for publishing purposes, I'm sure that Puffy and Bad Boy paid some money for that one. There's the Crystals, the Do Run Run, and Notorious B.I.G.'s line from Hypnotize. Your crew run, 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 your crew run, run. So then I was watching, it was whatever cooking show it is that where you got to cook in like 30 minutes with some random ingredients or whatnot. And one of the chefs, shout out to R.E.B. Well, one of the chefs on the show, his mom was a member of the Crystals, and he mentioned the song on there. I said, I know that melody. I know that line from somewhere. So I proceed, of course, to look it up immediately, and I found, you know, the Do Run Run. And again, like the you could just tell Biggie's the Crystals influence on Biggie, I guess. Like, that's probably a record that Miss Valletta, God bless, was playing in the house and stuff like that. Similar, I was speaking with R.B. about this, but similar to Rappin' Duke, Da Ha Da Ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Come on. Let me not pretend and act like we don't. All right, so I just had to show some love in the intro. A couple sample school, I don't know what I'm going to call it. Maybe sample school or something like that. When I get my controls and stuff, excuse me, my controls and the camera and all of that set up, get my DJ equipment, I can kind of vibe with it a little bit easier, blend the vibes that I need to. Right now, it's just all audio editing. But salute again, Eddie Holman, the Crystals, the RZA, Ghostface Killah, Notorious B.I.G., you know, and the producers that was with Bad Boy that helped to produce Hypnotize, but more so Notorious B.I.G. The Do Run Run, Your Crew Run Run, that was a nice little ode to that, all right? And very creative by Christopher Wallace. So, yeah, salute. Now, let's move into our revisions and things like that. I know last week I mentioned toward the end of the show, yo, we got Classical High Star Bars coming up, and I never end up getting to it. So we will have that this episode, certainly will. We're going to get into some building wisdom in a second, but listening back to the episode from last week, I know it wasn't that I hyper focused on Charleston, but when we're talking about accents and dialects from different regions in the area, Charleston is one of the ones that I'm most familiar with because, of course, my family and things like that. So, or the Geechee, Gullah, all of that stuff. That's one that I'm more and more familiar with. And then, of course, the Midlands area because of my time I spent in Orangeburg in college. But any of my South Carolinians that's out there listening, or any people that reside in South Carolina that want to go ahead and contribute and let us know, give us your feedback about some of the interesting or unique, you know, colloquialisms and things like that that we have in South Carolina that are unique to South Carolina, feel free to write the show. MandatoryOT704@gmail.com or give us a call, 704-781-7011. Also, feel free to follow our IG page at MandatoryOT. All right. So here's that. We're going to go ahead and get into building some wisdom here. Is that Prince? Let's go get right to it, y'all.
What's today's mathematics?
Hey, yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that, son.
Build, destroy. The build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy is to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you gonna dig this.
Alright, so this week I actually wanted to start off, this kind of works as a revision as well, but there was an email that I received last week from Mixmaster T, and he had some wisdom in there for us to build on. So I'm gonna start with that, because I wasn't able to catch it last week in time enough to get it on last week's episode. So let's see here. Your words of wisdom. All right. So it reads, you don't become the man that you talk about. You become the man that your habits prove. So the question is, what are your habits saying about you? That's tough. That's tough. I'm going to give the credit of that to Mixmaster T. There's no author on there, but that is solid. Very tough. So let's see here. Go through a couple of vibes from Cousin Jerome. Shout out to Cousin Jerome. Hope to see you sooner than later, my brother. And I'll continue sharing the pod with you, because I don't know how. I got a lot of mature family members, so even when I'm sending the pod through to them, and then they turn it on, and then they start to hear JC voice or a nigga start impersonating JC, they might just turn that shit right off. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how me and my family know how serious and how consistent we've been over here at Mandatory Overtime. But salute to Cousin Jerome. Let's go ahead and start off with last Wednesday. I like this one. Quality is not an act, it's a habit. I'm hoping I'm not rereading any. But let's see here. Also, this is by Betty Reese. If you think you're too small to be effective, you have never been in the dark with a mosquito. Hello. Sometimes he switches it up with a little bit of humor, y'all. So this other one is anonymous. I'm not lazy. I'm just on energy saving mode. Call it eco-friendly productivity. Love that. All right. So begin this week. Thinking is well and good, but feeling is what makes us alive. All right. Truth. We do not see nature with our eyes, but with our understandings and our hearts. William Hazlitt. All right. And then also, be not afraid of growing slowly. Be afraid only of standing still. Okay. So salute Cousin Jerome. Thank y'all for that. Thank you for that. And something I noticed last week, we was at like 40 minutes or so last week. So, you know, again, we're going to keep this stuff concise and compact if we don't have nothing to talk about. So just, again, anticipate that. I'm not going to kind of dwell on things. All right. So there's a couple pieces of wisdom that I am going to play from. I wanted to play some from D1 and Big Bank's interview that I alluded to last week. I still haven't curated those, if you will, for us to go over and play, but I do have some from an excerpt from Wayno. So I did reach out to him. I will say that it kind of feels weird because I reached out to him for permission to use it, but I'm about to use it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to use the clip, and if he ends up being upset, I apologize in advance. Wayno, whenever you do hear this, but I wanted to play this clip from a video Wayno did on a YouTube video that he did about this whole All-Star JR and Ben 10, or the NBA Youngboy affiliate Ben 10, that situation. But give me 1 second here, and then we're going to go ahead and play this clip from Wayno.
Flaws and imperfections. I see the beauty in the rouge. I know when I see black people, I just see my people. With all of our flaws and imperfections, I see the beauty in us. I ain't talking about these two niggas specifically, but I do see the beauty in us. I don't think that there will ever be a time where we all shoulder to shoulder, hugging and kumbayaing. That's just not how things work anymore. I do understand that if we want to get to a greater place or a better place, that is going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of work with the youth. But I also realize that the youth is now hypnotized or convinced that, and not like they haven't, people have always been in some sort of mind state to an extent that a gangster life is like just this glamorous, fun life. And then now, like, I'm pretty sure most of the people that watch this channel, if we haven't been through it or we haven't seen people go through it, we have the friends who have now come home from doing 15 and 20 years. I got a lot of friends that did, like, I'm 43. I got friends that went into prison at 17 and never came out. Friends that went into prison at 20 that's never coming out. Friends that went in for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And I just see the remnants of the ghetto and the lack of resource, specifically education. And when people say education, it's always wrapped around like the academic aspect of education and not more so around just educating yourself on multiple levels, which I believe that you should have academics. I'm not one of those people that feel like don't go to school. I didn't go to school, and I know how hard it was for me to become successful, so I don't urge like young people to not go to school. I'm like, yo, if you go to school, shit, nigga, you got the mindset, you'll be 20 times from just learning and networking. But the mindset of educating on a level of not just the cool entrepreneurship, but the level of togetherness, right? I had a debate in a barbershop about togetherness, and the nigga was like, yo, but the Jews, they with this, and they, you know, they got, I said, man, listen, let's stop comparing ourselves to Jews, because y'all don't know nothing about their faith. We don't know how they pray. We don't know their ideologies. Personally, when you speaking about this person that you look at, that you say, or we could be just like them if we just came together. We don't know their discipline or, like I said, their regiments. And we constantly have this tendency to compare ourselves to people that we don't know, nor do we want to know. And then when we talk about, yo, togetherness, because that's what my man said, yo, the togetherness. I said, man, nigga, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Nigga, we can't, togetherness, niggas can't eat. I mean, literally. There's people who are dying in the streets, their kids suffering. We just seen what happened in Louisiana, mental health, with this man who took the lives of 8 children, and all of those children were his children in a domestic dispute. We are dealing with genocide on multiple levels in our own communities, and this is not distinct of the way I'm from. Harlem got some nasty shit going on. So do Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens. Staten Island.
All right, so it goes on and goes on, but I just wanted to cut his wisdom real quick. But yeah, if y'all gathered generally what he was saying, of course, I just wanted to play that. It's a ton of ways I could expound on that, definitely. And I appreciate Wayno's words, put it like that. I definitely appreciate his words, and you know, we'll definitely hope for togetherness. When he was speaking on other faiths and other religions, I agree with him. Other ethnicities or cultures, if you will. Again, I know how optimistic and faithful and prayerful and how should I say it, like positive or good-willed my prayers are. We don't know that for everybody. You know, we don't know that for every person and every faith that's out there, that they're praying for the best for the world. So this second group is real quick. I'll make it real quick. It's a group of quotes from Michael Beasley and Shannon Sharpe's conversation. I haven't finished watching this interview, but for all my men out there, I implore y'all to watch this. All my ladies out there that have young kings that y'all are raising, I implore y'all to share this with y'all sons. This interview, of course, age appropriate. And then if your husbands and all of that, your husbands and your brothers or whatnot, it's good for any man to see this Michael Beasley interview again. I'm probably about a little bit over halfway through. So I still have a little bit more to go, but we had to record. So, but there's a couple poignant quotes from there or clips that I do want to play. So give me 1 second. We're going to go ahead and play a couple.
Hey, how you?
Bro laughed at me for that, so I don't want to talk about that.
Is it true that when you met Kevin Durant of the basketball team, you stole the pizza?
Yeah.
How you?
Yeah, I had to.
What you mean you had to?
Because y'all judge decisions and not choices. Right? You all think you know what you know and what you wouldn't do, but then at the same time, you boast to the world how you're the only one of your kind, and then chastise everybody else for not being like you. I wasn't like them. I was going home to 5 mouths to feed, and my mother always told us, if you bring one in the house, you better bring enough for them all. So I wanted a slice of pizza, and at the same time, I didn't want my ass whooped. If I'd have came in a motherfucking car, it was 4 people in the car in the back seat of a 2-door Nissan Pathfinder. Niggas thugging it. Got in that shit. If I'd have got in with one slice, man, shit, I took the slice, whooped my ass, and none of us would have got pizza. So yeah, I took half the slice, because nigga, half the slice was fucking 5. Nigga, I was eating one and had 4 more. Nigga, yo, da da da. Nigga, I was the man in my house. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
Everybody was happy that day, huh?
Bro, I got home, I was the first on the Xbox. Bro, for real. Y'all laughing, bro. I got home, man, what? My mom, she had to cook dinner.
Right.
Bruh, she made me a cool little, like my mom used to make this banana pudding. Little quick little, bruh, we going to sleep. Man, she bring me a little. Some kids will know what to do with the money. Some kids will just further, like it's a scale. Like the difference between medicine and poison is just the dosage. The difference between Elon Musk and the crackhead is just the doses. What you do with the money, it all correlates, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, I would love to say it's great, but then if I'm being honest, if I can look back on the past and everything isn't 100%, but we do as a society repeats itself as history, I have to believe that this money is detrimental to some of these kids.
Right.
I think they should just be playing for the right reasons. I think they should be playing to be a better person, to learn discipline for longevity. I think we're so scared of the right now that we don't think about tomorrow. That's where the money comes in. Mm-hmm.
Birds fly, fish swim, and you got to let people do what they do. They control the games differently.
Yeah.
You understand? Yes. We the ones. That's why.
Right. The big three in Miami. How upset when you are they traded to get LeBron and Bosh?
All right, so a couple of nuggets there. I couldn't keep up with all of them that I was watching. I could give y'all clips for days, but birds fly, fish swim. You have to let people do what they do. That was one of the final ones. The brother is brilliant, okay? A genius. Out of D.C., PG County, the Maryland area, but friends with Kevin Durant, brothers with Kevin Durant and Nolan Smith. And, Michael Beasley's never really had a fair shot, but if you take a look at this interview with Shannon Sharp, you'll just get a lot from it. A lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, just vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? Real manhood. Real manhood shit. So salute to Michael Beasley once again. I got to finish watching the interview. Those was a couple of clips that I pulled from it thus far, of course. The other one. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a couple from the comments, but Sokka sent one to me after, because we both tapped into it. He said, yesterday never happened and tomorrow never came, you know, so that's tough. From there, let me see here real quick, y'all. My boy was spitting. We judge decisions without knowing the choices. See here. My mom raised me on how not to get caught. Yeah, I was raised on how not to get in trouble. I was hungry by myself and tomorrow came. I couldn't let the sun beat me. Yeah, man. Then the one that was tough for me to hear, definitely, or this is really early in the interview, but he said, I miss my granddad, but I can't miss him more than God has him. You know. So yeah, salute to Bees, man. Salute to Bees. He the man. Iron sharpens iron. Why would I be swinging at Jello? Money isn't the root of all evil. It was like, it's the people that control the money. You know. Oh, the other thing that he stated, he was talking about two-year-olds. And he said, man, two-year-olds think that they God. He said, you think about it. Just a year ago, they was trying to figure out life. They've doubled their lifespan. And they feel like they know it all or can do it all, conquer everything. So they're climbing everywhere, fearless, and stuff like that. And it's just so poignant. Never looked at it that way. Another thing that he pointed out is LeBron James has been playing in the NBA more than half his life, in other words. More than half the time that he's been on Earth, he's been playing in the NBA. So he put stuff in perspective with that as well. So salute again, though, to Michael Beasley. Salute to Shannon Sharp. Still, you know, he's saying, okay, I give you a lot of Shannon. So I'll give you some flowers as well. It's a great interview that you're conducting. Still chucking in yuck a little too much, but I appreciate you letting Mike do his thing and all of that. I appreciate that. All right. Speaking of Shannon Sharp, Michael Beasley, and all of that, we got some NBA playoffs, y'all. Okay. I don't want to. Well, first of all, this is for all of the Celtics fans and the Celtics diehard lovers that had so much to say about the Knicks. And then this is for how a nigga was feeling when I got home Tuesday after poker when the Knicks lost by 1 point. You know, I do that in jest. I wasn't feeling like that, honestly. But I said it on the podcast already. The playoffs is a tough, tough thing. It's not easy to get through the playoffs. Any round shouldn't be easy. One day happens, the Knicks lose game two, and the Hawks tied up the series. 32-point performance from CJ McCollum. They came back in the fourth quarter. We had a horrible fourth quarter. The whole game, we missing crucial free throws. OG Anunoby missed some crucial free throws down the stretch. We turned the ball over, of course, tremendously. And we weren't playing winning basketball, the Knicks. And it came down to a last-minute shot missed by Mikal Bridges. So we still had an opportunity to win. So all that being said, I just don't feel like Tyrese Halliburton last year or anything like that. It doesn't feel like that. I'm fine. However, the day following, the Sixers, behind a 30-point performance from VJ Edgecombe, a rookie, took the Boston Celtics down. Okay? And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it at all. Well, what's going on out there? I don't get it. What's happening? Anyways, yeah, fully healthy Boston Celtics. They got taken down by the Sixers. I only say this. I'm not even saying this to talk trash. I only say it to say, again, there's parity in the NBA this year. We can't be prisoners of the moment. I said this back in Carolina Sports Talk time. And you can't follow up the commentators and stuff. They have their biases, their clear biases, so they report that way. And I hate that. I hate it. It's disgusting. So salute to the Knicks. They're playing tonight. That's why I'm trying to get this recording done. But they are playing tonight. So best of luck to y'all. I'm going with the Knicks, y'all, of course. But still, salute to the Knicks. And we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. Game three tonight in Atlanta. Let's see here. Excuse me. Let's see. All right. So tonight, that's 7 in Cleveland and Toronto. where Cleveland leads that series 2-0. They play this evening as well, 8 o'clock. And then the Nuggets Timberwolves finish off the evening at 9:30. Some good baseball and hockey that's going on as well. The Yankees have been playing the Red Sox. Yankees have been beating the Red Sox the last couple of games. We're 15-9 right now. So that's always cool. Or Gucci. Shout out my nigga Gucci. Haven't gotten that sound effect yet, y'all. But the Cleveland game looks promising. 2-0. Oh, and the Nuggets and Timberwolves are tied 1-1. Would you look at there? Like, that's what I'm saying, y'all. All of these teams can be beat, in other words. But while we're on the subject, though, prayers to Wemby. He took a nasty fall and suffered a concussion in his game. So prayers to Wemby. Shout out to LeBron for pushing the Lakers past the Rockets. I believe they're without Luka, without AR. They're up 2-0. So salute to that. That's our Carolina Sports Talk for the week, y'all. Salute to Big Cliff and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But, let's see what we could do tonight in the A in Atlanta. You know? See what's going on out there. So today I just wanted to talk real quickly. Well, matter of fact, we're going to talk about that. But first, let me introduce the topic first. Today I am going to be talking about prediction markets a little bit. But first, I did want to, this is building on the building wisdom, but I need y'all to pay attention. I'm going to read this post from IG, and I just want y'all to pay attention to what's going on out here. All right. So, grocery stores are designed like casinos. Stores pay Harvard psychologists, it looks like, $500K to engineer every decision you make inside. Here's how they control you. Milk, eggs, bread. The three things you need every single week, all placed in the back corners of every store. To get there, you walk past 300 products that you did not need. Studies show that this increases unplanned purchases by 60%. You know, you came for 3 items and you leave with 14. That was never an accident. Okay. Eye level shelf space is the most expensive real estate in retail. Companies pay $50,000 per year per foot. The products staring at you have the highest margins. Cheaper alternatives hide on the bottom shelf. All right. You should know that. Let's see here. Kids cereal sit at child eye level, not for the child, but for the parent who cannot say no while standing in the cereal aisle. Shopping carts doubled in size since 1975. Bigger carts make you buy 40% more. A half empty large cart feels wrong to your brain. Your brain wants to fill it, so you do. The music playing overhead is not random. Slow music at 60 to 80 beats per minute makes you shop 30% longer. Classical music increases wine spending by 40%. Pay attention out there, y'all. Fresh bread and produce are always at entrance. Shoppers who smell fresh bread on arrival spend 15 to 20% more on their total trip. If the bakery is not selling bread, it's setting your mood. And end cap displays, they're not deals, they're ads. Companies pay $5,000 to $15,000 per week for that placement at the end of each aisle. 45% of shoppers assume the items are on sale. Most of them are not items, that is. Checkout lanes are the final ambush. You're tired, your defenses are down. Kids are asking, willpower is spent. Stores make 3 to 5% of total revenue from that line alone. All right. They also move products every few weeks, not for your convenience, but to break your routine and force you to walk the entire store again. Lost leaders are the final trap. Rotisserie chicken sold at a loss to get you in. The average shopper buying a $5.99 chicken spends maybe $50 to $55 on other items on that same trip. Right. Everything is designed against you. Milk in the back that forces 300 product exposures. Bigger carts trigger your brain to fill the spaces. Music slows your movement by 30%. NCAPs charge $15,000 a week to fool you or to market to you. And lost leaders bait you in and keep you spending. None of this is random. All of this is engineering. Even down to the red and yellow tags, these are not a coincidence. Whenever you see these yellow tags and red tags on the sales that are on the on the shelves, those colors trigger hunger and urgency before you read a single word. Just think about it. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King all have red and yellow in somewhere in there, you know. In their logo. You're not shopping. You're navigating a system built over 70 years of consumer psychology research. Every second inside that store is designed, right? So just keep that in mind, y'all, whenever you're out shopping. Also, whenever we're talking out here, remember, we want to be solution-minded. So let me see here. Use the same principles to build faceless digital assets, generating normally. So they're selling something. But what I pulled from it is, and after speaking with my cousin also this week, is we need to get to gardening, y'all. All right. We need to get to gardening. We need to get planting our own foods, as far as especially fruits and vegetables. We can save a lot of money doing that. Because the way that they're charging for just spices, vegetables, and stuff like that right now is ridiculous. I never thought that. So in my time, if you will, back in the 1900s, when we're listening to our grandparents talk about penny candies or something, 2 cent candies, it seemed like a far, far time away. Like the inflation and the way that it's been, it seems like yesterday I could have got a 4 for $4, y'all. Or last week, last year, last 3, whatever it was. Whenever it was, it wasn't that long ago. But now, that 4 for $4 is probably valued at what? About $14? Let's be real. So it's scary as far as the rate of inflation and things like that. So let's control what we can control. Let's start gardening out there, y'all. Let's build some gardens or something like that. Just putting out some solutions and some suggestions. Y'all are more than welcome to write the show and let me know what your suggestions are. As far as saving money at the grocery store, is couponing still a big thing? You know, we know the food stamps is out of there right now, but is couponing still a thing? And what are some tips that y'all got? Let's start talking as a community, right? Let's move forward real quick. All right, I wanted to go ahead and discuss this this week, because it's been sitting on my heart for a minute. So prediction markets out there, of course, we've had our episode about gambling and the dangers of gambling out here, but prediction markets, let's see, it takes gambling to another dangerous level. Prediction market typically is a platform where people can bet on the outcome of future events. By buying and selling shares in the outcomes, participants collectively forecast the likelihood of events such as sports results, political elections, or entertainment awards. So let's think about that for a second. They're taking the industry of gambling, the thing that, so the commodity of gambling, of chance, of pure chance, where it was rooted in, I don't know what the original gambling is rooted in or whatnot, but let's say horse racing or some sports of some sort. It's implied that there's a level of fairness there. With prediction markets, it scares me because you think about how much room there is to cheat in these different markets. All right, let's see again. We already know about sports and outcomes of sporting events. But political elections and entertainment awards, like things like that, I don't feel comfortable putting my money towards any of that because it's so easily manipulated. We see how little integrity there is out there right now in the world. The top prediction markets that are out there right now are like Kalshi, FanDuel has a prediction market arm. Of course, all these betting markets have a prediction market arm. But Polymarket is out there as well. These are all frightening, though, to me, because world leaders, different people, they can make decisions, selfish ones at that, based on these prediction markets and what is out there. And again, manipulate different markets, manipulate different outcomes so that it benefits them. And that's the frightening thing about it. So I did want to mention that. Again, there's not too much that I have to say about it outside of like prediction markets, I guess, like to prediction markets. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. Prediction markets, nigga. But yeah, so yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Y'all be careful. Robin Hoods, the Cowshies of the world, all of that stuff. These prediction markets out here ain't no good. And if you have a gambling addiction that strong to where you're predicting when Donald Trump will get impeached or different things like that, you know, you might have to call that hotline. You might have to call that hotline. Just being honest. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and move forward. We're going to move forward with our classical high star bars for the week. Just give me 1 second here, and we're going to go ahead and go through that, all right? This week's selection is drawn from the songstress Maya. Maya had a song titled The Best of Me, which was so nice she had to do it twice. So part two is a single in 2000. The year was 2000, and an R&B ready Jay-Z was prepared to lay down some poetic lyrics to a fat beat. Shout out to Maya, and we'll get right into it here. So, the song starts. The poet laureate Sean Carter begins, "I'm focused, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man." Young Hover, excuse me, sorry. Young Hover, you hurt? Track masters, you heard. The sonnet reads, "Yo, yes, y'all end, jigga man be ballin', leave chicks pigeon-toed, some of them be crawlin', get the best of you whenever I put my all in, have mommy callin' for the law, darling, jigga impalin', drop, coops with half the top, expose half my knot. Niggas mad that I'm bragging about the cash I got, but I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter, and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block, in every state like clockwork. Jigga's the hurt, holler." Maya goes on to woo and serenade her audience. Then the Jigga Man comes back in verse 4, the fourth verse, where he continues, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Carolina Blue kicks, hottest on the block, used to Willy bicycles since I was 6, high school crossover, waved away picks. Music is the same that gave away hits. So ma, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. Excuse me. I can get it through leather. Hey, yo. You act like Jigga can't get at whoever. Talking you got a man. Okay, ma. And that's high school making me chase you around for months. Have an affair. Act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt. God, flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust pipes. And you look like the I like it rough type. We can crush tonight. Tell me what you like. I got a yellow bucket. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right, young Hova. So, again, first thing I wanted to salute the toxicity of the late 90s and the early 2000s, because Jay-Z, you was bugging the f*** my nigga. Okay, right? First of all, you start getting creepy with when I come at you hard, I can get it through leather. Okay, talking, you got a man, dirty macking. You start dirty macking, okay, my. And that's high school making me chase you around for months. That's questionable. That's high school. That's questionable. But having a fair, act like an adult for once. So I see what you're saying. When you was both in high school, that's something she would say to you, right? I got a man. I got a man. What's your man got to do with me? I got a man. I ain't trying to hear that. Okay. However, still dirty macking, my brother. Having a fair, act like an adult for once. Again, y'all, the toxicity of...
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Okay? The toxicity... I don't know if y'all going to dig this one. But the toxicity of the late 90s, mid to late 90s and the early 2000s, yeah, is right there on display in that rap verse. But still yet, we have to salute how brash and brazen niggas was being. Niggas is wild. And they verses. I think about comedy and hip hop, right? Both have matured and have been maturing and aging. And when you look at hip hop, of course, you have certain things back then that passed or that was permissible that are not now. But in comedy, it was still rough. It was times where we were trying to figure it out. It wasn't as sophisticated art as it is today, and we were trying to figure it out. So, you know, the same or similar happened. And nevertheless, listen, man.
Show love, nigga. Right. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
All we doing
nigga.
Is getting money.
Show a nigga some love, nigga.
Wabbledy-dabbledy.
Let me work. Please let me work.
All right. I did want to show some love this week. First and foremost, I got to show love to my brother Q out there. You know what I'm saying? So Q, Dope Digitals, and Fatboy, they all joined me this past week at Poker Down in South Carolina, and Fort Mill, South Carolina, that is. You watch your mouth, right? And speaking of, R.E.B. popped out down there a couple weeks ago as well. So, you know, I've been bringing my crew out there. You heard? And every time, you know, everybody does well. But Q is getting some good hands and some good showdowns with some valuable pots. Q did well. Q did very well. The final table and all of that. Me, myself, not quite this week, but I did enjoy and have joy in watching my brother, watching him win, you know, and make it to the final table. Also, it was the night that the Celtics choked and gave up a home game to the Sixers that don't got Joel Embiid right now. You know, because it was just a short night removed from Giannis. You know what I'm saying? With the Knicks. But honestly speaking, y'all, as high as gas is, as high as these groceries are, the Monstars could win the damn NBA championship, and I don't give a damn. I'm just being real with y'all. I'm just being real aware where I'm at with everything, okay? I'm trying to enjoy myself. But anywho, let's get back to the brotherly love, though. So brotherly love to all my brothers that came out there and enjoyed poker and stuff. Brotherly love to Mixmaster T, of course, for sending in the email with the building wisdom on it. Brotherly love to my man. They call him Savage. That's my dog, Tyrone. To my frat brother, Tyrone. I'll give you a holler in a minute. All of the Taurus brothers that are celebrating birthdays and stuff like that, salute to y'all. Of course, members of Lambda Sigma, chapter of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Shout out to Big Cliff, of course. Shout out to Be Easy, Crux family, of course. L Music, Once Upon a Time in Music. Music Jones podcast, all of everybody that I support on the daily. Salute and support to Torrey as well. I may play a little excerpt next week, but Torre just dropped a video where, so Mary J. Blige has a recent interview out, and she's talking about crispy chicken, fresh lettuce. She's asked about it, and she didn't have the best response to it. So that's kind of made its way into the fodder. But Torre is recalling an experience with Mary J. in the 90s. If y'all get a chance to on YouTube, again, subscribe to his channel and check that out. Wayno, brotherly love to Wayno, of course, providing some of the content for the episode as well. And brotherly love to Michael Beasley, certainly. You know, y'all definitely check out that interview that he has with Shannon Sharp, who some know as Unk, or, you know, Shane, or whatever. So, all right. So that, with that being that, again, this next part is going to come with supreme faith that's in God, and it comes straight from the heart. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart. And from one brother to another, if nobody's ever told you before, I love you. All right. I'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you gonna dig this.
Let me work. Please, let me work.
Hey, yo, call on the left, champ.
Ix Blackley.
Mama got that Bonchak Rush game.
Ix Blackley.
Mama got that Bonchak Rush game.